Welcome to Everyday Endeavors, a Christian podcast where we talk about becoming more like Christ in our everyday lives. Regardless of ethnicity, age, or sex, this podcast walks through the various aspects of life, whereby we try to mature like Christ daily. I am your host, Osasre Mafidon, and welcome to Season 3. Hello, everyone. It's Osasre.
Hi, everyone. It's Amadi.
Hi, everyone. It's Eni.
Hi, everyone. I'm Faye.
Hey, guys. I'm Nimin.
And you are listening to
5 Minutes About God. Woo!
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. Thank you guys for coming to the final episode of 5 Minutes About God. Quick disclaimer, I'm still feeling under the weather, so my voice is not the same, and my energy might also not be the same. Okay, I'm not even going to ask for grace. It's something you should be given freely. No. yeah. So just, you're going to enjoy this episode, but just know that, like, the podcaster is a little under the weather, and yeah. Okay. I'm going to try to make this as authentic as possible, not doing a lot of cuts. So I hope... God, please, I hope this goes well. Actually, let's pray. Let's begin with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Everyday Endeavors. I thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much for the equipment, the audience, everything that you've provided, Baba God. Thank you. I do not take it for granted. I pray, God, that you help me to just do a great job in this episode to say everything that I need to say, and the reason that this specific episode always comes to mind and I'm always excited to do this one, I pray, God, that that be illuminated to your listeners, to your people, Baba God. But yeah, you're awesome. I love you so much. Help me with this podcast. Let it be amazing. And let it be life and truth to those who hear. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the final episode of 5 Myths About God, a series that we've been walking through for like, what, 6-7 months? Not months, I'm lying. Cap. 6-7 weeks. A series where me and my friends have been debunking lies that we've held onto for so long and sharing the truth that we've learned about God's character and his principles. So, like the last series, Suited Up, the very last episode, I did a kind of behind the scenes episode giving you guys the rundown, the creative process behind the series. So I also wanted to do that with this series because I think there's some people who really value, you know, behind the scenes and, okay, how did this come to be? How did this all work out? Or you're trying to see how God does something through other people. I don't know. I'm not going to put stuff in your mouth. Just somebody here likes it. Me, I know that much. But like I did in the last series, I'm also going to do it in this one just to provide that creative process about the creation story of 5 Myths About God. You know, the concept, the graphic, the title, everything. Like I said in my prayer, I love making these episodes because they allow me to share like a creative side of me, you know, the creative process, a side that not a lot of people get to see, and you get to learn more about me through that. But also you also get to learn how God works concepts through me, and it might be an inspiration or it might be like a light bulb to somebody else. So before we begin, I wanted to read Exodus 35:35, in which it says, "The Lord has given them special gifts." Excuse me. "The Lord has given them..." I don't think it's a sickness that's making me stutter, you know. "The Lord has given them special skills as engravers, designers, embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet thread, on fine linen cloth, and weavers. They excel as craftsmen and as designers." I just wanted to put that in there about the importance of, like, God gives people gifts. And I believe this podcast is a gift, or God gives people skills. I believe that how I speak, the eloquence, the creative ideas that God gives me, that's a skill. That's a special skill that he's given me, and it's in the Bible. We all have skills, so I just kind of want to show the behind the scenes of that skill and how God is refining it and making me better every day for whatever he wants to do with me and these skills in the future. But let's get started. So how did Five Myths About God begin? Like, where did this come from? So as I was wrapping up Suited Up, the last two episodes, I was simultaneously praying and asking God, okay, what is next? I was asking what is next, and I was essentially rushing into it. I was moving forward with it because I wanted to keep my promise of being consistent this year. And more than that, I have a conviction now of being consistent with this podcast. So having that in mind, I was praying and, you know, I was asking God, like, okay, what do you want? What do you want this series to look like? And during this time, I was praying to God about, okay, God, any lies that I believe about the church, please reveal them to me so that I can walk in freedom. I don't know why I was praying for that specific prayer. Maybe I watched a sermon, but I was praying for that. And God being God, he's going to answer your prayer. And as I'm scrolling on Instagram, I'm seeing different like lies that people who go to church believe, or lies that have been kind of engraved in the Western Christian church. And as I'm looking at that, I think I was looking up and I was like, I wonder what myths I have believed. And I wonder how I was free from them. You know, and I was just thinking about that. And that's where Five Myths About God began. Started with a simple prayer, and it ended with a like 8-part series. Like, God is so good. God is so intentional like that. But yeah, so after I had that thought, like, oh, I wonder what myths I've believed, what lies I've been told and just held on to for so long. And how, as my relationship with God grew, how did those myths break down and tear down? So that was kind of my mindset. And that's when the Holy Spirit was like, I bet, let's do this. So the concept, the title, Five Myths About God, that came from that thought in my mind. And Five Myths About God just sounded so good to me. And I remember when I was making the series, or when I was praying, and I was like, okay, like, if I'm going to take this series seriously, it has to advance somehow. And I knew that it was going to advance through like having different people, different perspective, different life experiences speak life into the listeners of Everyday Endeavors, right? So Five Myths About God meant that I needed to have four, you know, people that I trust, like literally come to a place at the same time, speak, provide insight, and then do whatever. So that was kind of like the five, that was where the five came from, essentially knowing that I needed more people, more experiences, more myths, and then debunking from godly people who have been in the walk for a minute, who have been in the walk with God, and are genuinely trying to have relationship, intimate relationship with him. So that's where it kind of, you know, that's where it kind of came. So then from that, I was like, okay, now I have to text those people that I believe that, you know, would benefit this podcast that God wants here. So then I texted, I made a group chat, put everyone together, I made an itinerary, I sent them an encouraging word, I did the whole shebang. And I basically equipped them for what was going to happen and what they were expected to do. Everyone agreed on it. And before everyone agreed on it, I told them, y'all gotta pray. Okay, even if I have this wonderful idea and I'm like, yes, it's going to be the best thing in the whole wide world, if God is not in it, I don't want it. So I prayed on my own and I asked them personally before I made the group chat. And I'm like, okay, this is the idea. This is the concept. Please pray about it and get back to me. So they prayed, and one person that I even intended didn't come. Right. So This is just to show that when you pray, when you ask God, sometimes the people that you expect to be there are not going to be there. And that's okay. Because if you believe that God is intentional and God does everything for a reason, if someone's not there, it's not because you lack something or there's a problem with your vision, but it means that God might not want that person in that season, in that time. Right? So someone that I intended wasn't able to make it, but God provided someone else. Right? So everything fell into place and it was absolutely beautiful. So I put that group chat together, then we set a date and we all came. So I film on a specific place and that is not feasible, or it would not produce enough quality for a whole series. So I went to my local church. Wow, church. Ah, my voice is voicing. I went to my local church I went to my home church, and one of the people who was actually like a speaker in the series, he's part of the tech team. So like he knew how to set up the mics and everything. So we set up the mics for the first day and, you know, we're speaking. It didn't go well. I mean, not that it didn't go well, but we weren't as prepared as we should have been. I wasn't as prepared as a leader. And if I'm the leader and I'm confused, I can't expect the people that I'm leading or the people that I'm instructing to know any better. So that was definitely my fault for that first day. And this is just kind of a tip for leaders. Yeah, just be prepared. Know what you're going to talk about. Know how you're going to talk about it. Make sure that you have the full rundown of this day and that you can translate your vision to other people you can transcribe your vision and what you expect to other people so that they're able to do it as well, right? I mean, it does vary culture to culture how communication is provided, but nonetheless, provide the information. So yeah, the first day we came together, it wasn't hot. I can't even publish. I mean, specifically what I provided, like the first myth that I had is not the one that was in the final cut. It wasn't cute. Okay. It was messy. It was somebody in the back say messy. It was messy. But glory to God for grace. And these wonderful people who are so understanding, because then we set another date, we came again and it was so fruitful. And that's where the masterpiece of what you guys have listened to for the past 6-7 weeks came from. Yeah. So throughout this whole process, I just knew that 5 minutes about God was going to be so edifying to not only you guys, but to me, and just like what the things that maybe I've never thought about and myths that I've held on to that could only have been debunked through other people that I trust. So I learned so much, and I know that a lot of people learned a lot too, which is so, so, so exciting. And so just amazing to hear and to see. So yeah, that is the bulk of the background story of how Everyday Endeavors came to be. It started off with a prayer, and like I said before, it ended off with a 7 or 8. Let me actually get the number correctly. It ended up with a 9-episode series. So yeah, I encourage you, if you ever want to do a project and you feel called to do one, pray about it. God will provide the rest. Like, I can't tell you how I've been able to not only have the episodes, but to have people who are willing to do it, to have the strength to edit, even though I'm so exhausted after school and work and family. Like, God provides all these things and you never have to worry about it if you genuinely trust that He has provided or He has instructed you to do something. Oh, I feel like my voice is leaving me. yeah, so that's the background. Now, let's transition into the banner art. I genuinely enjoy making these banner arts. Like, is the process tedious at times? Absolutely. but the end result is always like, wow, that's really cool. So let's go into the banner art and how that came to be. So when, like I told you guys before in the last series, Suited Up, whenever God gives me a series idea, he usually gives me the name, the title of the series, and then I have a picture of what the banner is going to look like in my mind. So the same thing happened with this one. The only difference for this one is the image that I had, the banner art that I had in my mind initially is not what was finished, like the finished product. Initially, it was like everyone, the circles were going to stay, but they were supposed to be like more brighter colors and they were supposed to be different colors. I wanted circles because it's like we are complete in God. And when you have the myth, we're kind of living in this weird, like when you come into Christ, you're complete. And in that completeness, there might be lies sometimes and there might be things that God is still working out of us. So I just wanted to make a circle to kind of symbolize that, how we're always we're always in a continuum. We're always learning. We're always debunking lies from the enemy because we're becoming more like Jesus. So that in mind, I wanted each circle to symbolize each person that was going to speak. I have my understanding of each individual, and I scrolled through Canva for hours looking for circles, looking for circles that represented each person in my view. So each circle does represent somebody that was speaking. And I thought that was just beautiful imagery showing like the continuity or the all of us coming together. And if you see the circle, the circles kind of make a circle themselves, showing like there's a completeness in all of our myths, right? That was like the initial idea. There were going to be circles. I was going to have 5 myths about God, bold. But like the background and everything else was kind of up in the air. So the background, I looked on Pinterest and I looked for just different backgrounds. And I saw like this beautiful watercolor background. I was like, oh, this is so nice. I like this one. And I chose that. I added the orange because there was only a select number of colors there. And then what I did was I made sure that each of the circles had was like connected to one of the Each of the circles, I wanted to make sure that each of the circles was connected to one of the colors just to bring cohesion into the whole banner, right? So, each person has their own, the colors match. And I thought it was really nice. And I personally really like this banner art. Then I did 5 myths about God. I wanted that to be very bold so that listeners and people who are going to be going through this series know very quickly what the series is about. 5 myths about God. And then when you look very closely, you can see that there's like words like from the top of the banner to the bottom of the banner. And those are actually the names of the participants of this series. I really wanted the names of the people who did this, who are participants, to always be there. So when you're looking at it, you always know that like Nimi, Amadi, Eni, and Faye were a part of this body of work. And I really liked how it turned out. That is basically the bulk of the banner art. I really enjoyed making it. There were times where I'm like, yo, I'm tired. I don't want to do this no more. I'm not going to lie to you. But like sending the banner art to the group chat and being like, hey, what do you guys think? Getting their opinions, like, and they're like, oh, I really like it. It was really nice to hear. So I definitely enjoyed that as well. All right, moving on. So the episode titles, like, where did they come from? Just in case anyone's ever wondering, like, okay, how do I create unique episode titles? Again, Jesus, God, Holy Spirit. That's where I get any inspiration. Anything good that I do comes from the Trinity. Okay? Okay. But yeah, my goal for this was simplicity, cohesion, and aesthetic. So simplicity. I wanted it to have like, I wanted to be, you, like when you look at it, you get it. If the series is 5 myths about God, I wanted each myth to be titled simply. Myth number one, a god of no boundaries. Like, I just wanted it to be simple. I didn't want you to think too hard. I want you to be like, okay, I like this one. You know, consistency. You know me. I don't want things to be too much. Okay? That's a lie. I want things to be too much, but with a beautiful simplicity. But I didn't want it to be like everything was everywhere. So the consistency was how it was written. Myth number one, myth number two, myth number three, myth number four. Like, I wanted it to be very consistent. And then aesthetic, when you look at it, it's very aesthetically pleasing. Like, come on, come on. And the way it's written, come on. We have to give credit where credit is due. So that's where the title came from. And that's really the bulk of like five myths about God. How did everything come together? This is how it came together. I think God beautifully made this. And I'm listening to Tim Ross, and I'm watching his podcast, The Basement. Highly recommend if you want a mentor that has wisdom, that is excellent, that is entertaining, that speaks the truth, that is I can go on forever. Like, when I meet this guy, bruh, I can go on forever. But something that he said that I really enjoyed is that you have to have a confidence about the skills that God has given you. And you can't have this false concept of humility in which it was all God, it was none of me. And he said that if it was all God, it was none of you, he didn't need you. And I was like, right? So I'm confident in my skills that God gave me, but I'm confident in them, right? Like, this was a partnership between God and I. Does he do most of the work? Absolutely. But the little that he's given me to do, I've done it well. And I can say that with confidence. But that's how this whole thing came together, and how God and I, you know, worked together to create this, and how God and Eni, Faye, Nimi, and Amadi, like, it all came together to create this beautiful body of work. So, like the end of Suit It Up, the last episode of Suit It Up, I ended off with just giving thanks to people. So I'm also going to be doing that for this one. So I want to give a sincere, oh my gosh. If I could sing, like, if my voice was where it usually is, I would like sing sweet songs like, oh Jesus, I love you so much. But I want to give the biggest sincere thank you to God. You know, usually people say, like, they give God thanks last. No, God goes first. I want to give the biggest sincere thank you to God for not taking this podcast away from me when I wasn't taking it seriously, for trusting me to continue, for, like, speaking to Amadi, Eni, Faye, and Nimi in joining this podcast, for their cooperation, for their creativity, for their input, everything. I want to thank God so much for his hand in this whole series, and just the goodness of what he has done in this series. Baba, thank you. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much. You are so good. You are so good. You are so good. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, I am so grateful. Thank you, God. Next, I want to thank the beautiful, wonderful, spectacular, talented, skillful, incredible, I have no other adjectives, but wonderful people that were participants of this series. I want to thank Eni, Amadi, Nimi, and Faye. Thank you so much for your time, because guys, this podcast, it didn't, like, look at how long each episode is. Put them together, add another hour, that's about how long we spent together, okay? An hour and some change, okay? It was a lot of time that we sat, we shared our myths, we provided contributions, we ended, we did it again. Like, it took a lot of work, and I want to thank each and every one of them, because majority of them are students, some are working, people have things to do in life, and sitting down to make a podcast is not usually one of them, but they took the time. So sincerely, sincerely, I want to thank each and every one of them. Thank you so much, Eni. Thank you so much, Nimi. Thank you so much, Amadi. And thank you so much, Faye. Okay? I don't know how many times I've told them thank you or texted them thank you. And like, God will bless you and add to you. And but it's true. Thank you so much. Next, I want to thank the wonderful audience, those who continuously listen, those who listen sporadically, those who don't listen. Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for just being here, being consistent, or just being alive. Thank you for being alive, audience. Thank you for taking time to listen to a Christian podcast when we live in a world that is so pervasive and wants you to do everything else. Thank you. I want to encourage every single person who's listening right now to listen to the next, to listen to all of the episodes. Okay. I want you guys to learn these things that we have grown from, right? These myths that have pervaded us for so long. So please listen to them, share it, send it to people. If you're ever having a conversation about, oh, I'm working on my boundaries, I don't know what to do, listen to the first one. If you're ever wondering, like, oh man, I don't know, like, you know, people say Christians aren't fun, but like, if I come become a Christian, does it, listen to the bonus episode. Like, there's something for everyone. So just take time to listen. If you are working out, if you are busing to work, like whatever it may be, just take time to listen. And I know that God will speak to you personally through each episode or just one episode. Doesn't matter. But I encourage you guys to listen. I also encourage you guys to go further with this series. We have provided five of how many million myths that Christians believe, the world believes. Like, there's so much. There is so much. So just do some introspection on some things that you have believed that are lies personally, and then do the hard work of growing out of it and becoming more like Jesus by debunking those myths and walking in God's truth. Excuse me. Yeah. And make sure to share them as well with people you care about. Just like, look at what I'm learning right now. But that is the end of five myths about God. That is the end. The end for now. That is the end for now. I hope you guys learned something and you're just able to like really take from it. This stuff is so valuable. And each person that spoke has the Holy Spirit living within them, guiding them and providing them with insight and God giving wisdom and what Jesus did on the cross. Like, all these things come together. So I pray that you guys learned as much as I did and are able to apply it into your everyday life. But I hope you guys really enjoyed. There's more to come. More amazing things God is going to do. More amazing things that God wants to do through the series. And I'm excited to be a participant of it. So be expectant. There are some goals that I have. I don't know how they're going to come to pass. But I know that God can do it. But yeah. Don't forget to follow this. Oh, beyond. This week's recommendation is to listen to every single episode of Five Myths About God. That's it. But don't I'm like cracking myself up right now. But don't forget to follow this podcast and to share this episode. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I say episode too much in this outro. Let me do it again. Okay. Don't forget to follow this podcast and share this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that you learn something new about God and are able to apply it into your everyday lives. Now go. Live out your life as a creation of God in your everyday endeavors. See you guys soon. Sarangheo. That means I love you in Korean. Bye.